Nurses are in international demand and often migrate for work. In our article, we look into the experiences of nurses who came to work in Norway from two different countries, the Philippines and Sweden. Anyone who wants to work as a registered nurse in Norway has to apply to the Norwegian Directorate of Health. For nurses educated in Sweden, the process of registration is straightforward and quick due to regional agreements between the two countries. Nurses educated in the Philippines, on the other hand, face major obstacles which slow down and sometimes permanently block them from getting nursing jobs. Knowing this, we expected the experiences of the nurses to reflect these differences. And, to a large extent, they did. However, as we read through the interview data, we began to notice how all these nurses' stories are very much human stories, with many similarities. Rather than dismissing these as unimportant, we realized how stories of similarities between different groups are often missing in migration research. We chose four nurses to include in the article and analyze their narratives, looking at when, how, and why they waited. We focus on their shared experiences of waiting, but we also look into the social, economic, and individual factors influencing them to wait. For example, all four of the nurses described how they felt stuck in their lives before deciding to move to Norway. They felt that their lives were not moving forward. These feelings contributed to their decision to go abroad. For the Swedish nurses, these feelings related more to their personal lives and relationships, while for the Philippine nurses, it was more of a combination of their personal lives and the socioeconomic situation for nurses in the Philippines. To learn more about these nurses' experiences immigrating to Norway and their paths to becoming registered nurses, read our article, Waiting, Migrant Nurses in Norway. It's published in the journal Time and Society.